The Secretary General of the Truckers Association of South Africa joins us now, Beyers Mamakoko. Beyers, thank you very much for joining us this morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
From your association's point of view, what number of trucks have been attacked on our roads in the last week?
So far, no one has confirmed any number on our side. But it's a concern, a serious concern on our side as well, because there was no engagement with us. There was nothing that was given, no information was given to us that there's a strike. We just saw when the trucks are started to be attacked and we started panicking and calling everyone. But no response we got from anyone as well.
Baez, as far as you know, then these attacks are a result of strike action that is taking place?
Definitely. We think they can say it's a hooligans or what, but we think it's got to do with the strike.
Who then is striking, Bayers, in your opinion? Is it the truck drivers who are setting the very same trucks alight that they are supposed to be driving?
Look, we when it comes to this one, it's quite a concern as well, because we think the truckers are the drivers are the ones that are setting up the strike and as well. But I think as well, we need to find a solution on coming to this, because Minister of Transport needs to engage with these people. He needs to engage because our business are in danger as we speak. Now we don't know, must we take our trucks on the road today or we might just park our truck. And the bank doesn't consider this kind of things that you got a strike and whatsoever. At the end of the month, the payment must happen on those trucks. But now what's happening is really jeopardizing our business. It's affecting everyone, economy-wise as well. But the only thing, we cannot keep on ignoring them. Whoever is behind this needs to come forward and we need to sit down and understand what's the issue. We understand the issue. We've been engaged. If it was the ATTF has started, we have engaged with them. It's been 2 years that we've been engaging with ATTF. And they are requirement. I think we have met them. We have reduced our people have reduced the numbers of foreign drivers into their trucks. But unfortunately, now we don't understand what this one is coming from.
What are you doing in the meantime, Bayers, to make sure that your drivers are safe on the road?
Look, it's a difficult one as well. We must invest money into the whole thing and hire security to look after our truck. You can't look after 3,000, 7,000 trucks on the road, all of them. Some of them will be victimized, or some of them will be attacked. But what we're asking from whoever is behind this needs to come forward and engage. We are the owners. They need to engage with us that we can know exactly what the way forward when it comes to this.
And police services, they're obviously investigating. Are they following any leads that you are aware of from whoever these people are who are responsible for these attacks?
I don't want to talk about the police. Our justice system, you know, I don't want to go into that corner, but we need to protect ourselves as truck owners. We are the one that are exposed with the bank. We are the one who are exposed with everything that's happening on the other side. Yeah, so we are the one on the street that we're moving all the goods. GIT. At the end of the day, GIT, goods in transit, at the end of the day, they can end up not paying for the goods that are damaged on the road because they are also affected as insurance. So we need to engage with whoever is behind this and sit down and let's find a solution. Minister needs to facilitate this thing. Minister Mbalula needs to facilitate this thing that we can sit down and find an answer.
Let's talk for a moment about proportion of foreign national drivers that you have driving your trucks, because that was, Cindy, a couple of months ago, a concern shared by the truck drivers who were then, embarking on a strike then. What percentage have you managed to reduce the proportion of foreign national drivers who are driving your trucks on the roads?
Look, I think one of the people that were taking a lot of foreign drivers, it was people on coal industry where we are transporting for Eskom. We have reduced that number to 5%. I think now I can put my head on the block. We have reduced the number to almost 5%. There's no more lot of foreign drivers on those trucks. And on the cross border, it was an issue. Because you can't say that people mustn't cross on cross border. We can't say that people mustn't cross the border. When they come that side, must get a foreign driver. It was a proposal that was put on the table. Take the driver, South African drivers. When they come to the border, get another driver. It was not making business sense. We needed to come down and say, guys, can we at least have 10% or 5% that can do our cross borders?
And the drivers were agreeable to that, right?
They were agreeable to that. So now this one, this is surprising us, just started over. They started on Thursday, Friday. We're shocked. You see this happening because not even a single communication was sent to us, and nothing was communicated to us.
I spoke a moment ago to the national spokesperson for ATDF, that's All Truck Drivers Forum and Allied South Africa, and Ngabondlovu claimed to have no knowledge whatsoever who's behind the attacks or who would be, because what it does appear as, Beyers, is that this is a sustained campaign. I mean, at least the media was reporting 20 trucks being attacked on one day on Thursday. There were six attacked on Saturday, which brings in a space of 4 days, 26 trucks that have been set alight on our national roads in South Africa. That's an extraordinarily high number for it just to be random criminal attacks on the trucking business.
Yeah, definitely. And the sad part of the whole thing is no one is taking responsibility. As you said, you spoke to the ATDF leader. He said he doesn't know. Now we, as business people, we are the one who are suffering the most. That's why when I say that whoever is behind this, he needs to come forward. Let's sit around the table and find a solution. But on our side, if it was coming from the angle of foreign drivers, we have reduced our numbers. We have definitely reduced our numbers. I can put my head on the block. We have reduced our numbers and we are complying. The only thing that we couldn't find ourselves, we couldn't find each other, it was when coming to cross-border.
All right. Well, Beyers, I do hope that the minister hears your plea and intervenes as soon as is possible. Beyers Mamakoko is the Secretary General of the Truckers Association of South Africa.